Welcome to the Bipolar Excellence Podcast, helping high-functioning bipolar people find and use the positive aspects of bipolar to build their passion projects. I'm your host, Ken Jensen. Please always keep in mind, I do not offer any treatment advice. I am not a trained medical professional. This podcast and its adjoining website contain my experiences, thoughts, and opinions about bipolar. Always seek the advice of a medical professional when dealing with any mental illness. On with the show. Welcome to the Bipolar Excellence Podcast, episode 29. I love what I do, but can't get discovered. This is part of the Life of an Outsider series. You'll find a link to the series in the website Bipolar, in the footer of the website bipolarexcellence.com. Okay. First of all, if you love what you do, now you're winning. You're winning in a way few people around you get to do. I've seen anything from 70-some-odd percent to almost 90% of all people in the world are not happy doing the job they do. They want something better to do with their life, something more in alignment with their goals, something more fulfilling. So if you love what you do, that's the largest part of the puzzle to be solved right there. So you're doing great. You probably know this already, but you can't get discovered. Well, this becomes a marketing issue. Now, I'm not going to sit here and do a marketing class of any sort. I wouldn't even know how. Although I've read, I don't know how many dozens of books on marketing, and I've sat through more marketing classes and seminars and webinars. So I know things about marketing. But I'm going to make it real simple for you. Pick one place where you can reach out to the world, whether it's online or off, and throw all your energy into getting, you know, creating material or meeting people in that one place. Don't dilute your efforts by trying to be everywhere at once. You don't have the budget for it. You don't have the time for it. And your brain will burn right out of your head trying to keep up with it all. If it didn't, it would mean you're probably still manic and you're not in a good place anyway to be pursuing whatever it is you're pursuing, because from personal experience, the only time I was able to keep up a huge amount of effort on multiple marketing fronts was when I was still a certain degree of manic. Now, I don't know. If you've had that kind of energy for years, and in the opinion of everyone around you, not just yourself, you're level-headed, you just got more juice than the average Joe, then you could. You could spread around on many fronts and see who bites. But again, it's a diluted effort. You're not Coca-Cola, where you see a picture everywhere you go, online or off. You're not that. Why even bother? You can get more done by doing a better job of reaching just the right people in a much smaller scale, in a much more specific fashion, like I'm doing here with this podcast, than you would by going broad and keeping too many plates spinning at once. The reason I do this podcast was one of my coaches, Jason Leister, that became a very tongue-tying of thing for me. Jason, I've followed him for years, many years. He's gone through many evolutions. I'm typing up his name now because as I try to remember his website, I'm going to give you the wrong one. Okay, his new website is sovereignbusiness.org. I've hired Jason a handful of times over the years. I've purchased many of his smaller offerings And I've come to trust this man, even though I'm not 100% desirous of doing everything he's done the way he's done it. I do find myself in sync with most of what he's ever shared with me. And I like how he handles himself. I like how he carries himself. And talking to him in person is very cool. He's very comforting, very mellow, no ego. And I just really like what he's about as a person. So one time I told him some years ago, maybe, I guess 3 or 4 years ago now, at least three, I ran into a wall and I was like, look, I don't know how to digitize what it is I do. I don't know how to put online what it is about me that people find the most valuable. He's like, all right, what do you do that they find is the most valuable? I said, topic aside, my most powerful work is done inside a conversation. When I talk to people about any kind of problem, I don't care what it is, I'll usually have something helpful to say because I've been exposed to so much. I've done so much. If I don't have the direct answer, I'll know at least where a good place to start to find that answer might be. But I got to talk to people. People have this really visceral reaction to talking to me that I find enjoyable watching it happen to them, but they're very appreciative of whatever I say, regardless of topic. How the fuck do I put that online? He was like, so it's talking to people? Yeah. Podcast. Like I am now, I cracked up. Like, well, sure. Sure, Jason. And he was laughing. He was like, yeah, people need to hear your voice. So that's why I do this podcast. I don't do anything else. I can't fucking stand social media. I get a bad feeling in my gut just going on to Facebook for many reasons. I don't like anything about it. I'm thinking about digging into TikTok a little later. There's something about that appeals to me. Not directly. It appeals to how I want to be found. I think it's something that I can do that I'd enjoy to a certain degree and wouldn't stress me out too damn much to pull off. We'll see. But even as you're hearing me now, it's one-sided, but it's a start. Once you have me on the phone or a foreign person, something happens with the give and take, the back and forth, that I can't duplicate just sitting here talking about it on my own, but it's a thing. I've watched it happen to me for decades. Even back when I was lost, going way back into my youth even, I remember my mom telling me, she's like, you always stick up for the underdog, even if you get destroyed in the process. You just can't let somebody get trounced on without voicing up or stepping in, and you usually suffer worse than they did. That's never left me, although I'm more intelligent about it now. And now I do an adult version of it. I'm an advocate. And this podcast is how I get that point across. So now, back to you. What do you enjoy doing the most already, whether you're online or not, whether you're selling something or not? Where is it that you can see that you have the most profound effect on people when you do have their attention? Then find a way to do nothing but that thing and increase the volume. That's all I'm doing with this podcast. I don't care. I burned out. I've done everything under the sun online. And it's all right. It's all correct. It really is. There is no incorrect move to take unless it doesn't match you and your circumstances. Everything will work if all other things align properly. I've done damn near everything under the sun to get found. I don't even feel like running down the list. It's tiring and it's not necessary. Find, as I've done, find the one thing that you look forward to doing, and for me that's simply talking to people, and find out how you do that online, largely, particularly in today's world with pandemics and blah blah blah. Everything's going to be online if it isn't already. Find a way to do it online and then just focus on that one thing. And don't feel like you're missing out, because you're not. You're going to see other people marketing to you saying there's all these things you could do to increase your visibility online. Listen, this is tricky. Let me break something down to you real quick. Most people online don't get heard ever. Everything that you could do that works really well to get found online, the multi-billion and sometimes trillion-dollar companies already have a lock on it, how it works. They get the lion's share of the attention from the things they invest in, to where the rest of us will never get heard outside of that. You have to go small and specific and look for the core group of followers that really dig the shit out of what you offer, how you offer it, and why. Basically, they got to like you as a person. That's what I'm doing here as well. If you don't like me as a person, it doesn't really matter. We're not going to work well together. There'll just be some kind of weird friction. It'll disintegrate. I don't want that. You don't want that. But go small. There's a statement, a saying out there, something like you can become a millionaire with just 1,000 fans. That's one way you can put it. As you find the way to share your views that you are comfortable with, people will resonate and they will do a word of mouth spreading of your name and your work. I do it constantly for the other people that have helped me. And if you keep at it consistently, steadily, without stopping, you're going to eventually find the people that can take your dream big time. What happens from there, then you'll have a new set of problems. you'll have wins, but you'll also have to protect yourself in a new way from predatory leaders and other marketers. I talked about that in the last episode. What are we on here? 29. Yeah, in episode 28. I know where I'm headed, but need help getting there. I talked about that a lot. You've got to be very careful with who you go to for help in order to get found. A lot of snakes out there. A lot of people that mean well, but don't align with what you're trying to do. A lot of people with agendas. There's a lot of magical, mystical people that can sway you, and you won't know it until it's too late. That's not everybody. It's just they're out there. I'm just saying, be careful. Got a lot of marketers that are going to tell you, my God, you have to buy this thing that I built, or you're just never going to make it. Look, this guy's doing it, and he's doing this. This guy's made it. This lady's done it. Whatever. That's marketing. Go with your gut. I have tools in a free 11-page PDF called Is Bipolar Disorder a Gift on my website at bipolarexcellence.com. You sign up for the newsletter, you get this PDF. There are tools in there that will immediately teach you how to know how to listen to yourself when it matters most. We all have different strengths, and they come from different parts of our personality and even our body and a lot of other areas. I don't want to get too deep into that, but you've got to know yourself as best as possible. And in doing so, getting discovered will become easier. It's how I got to here. It's going to be a little choppy. Maybe you nail it. I don't think most people nail it right away. You got to grow into it. There's all kinds of things. I'm on episode 29, and this is my third podcast. I had two other podcasts. There's things I've done already that I either don't have the time to improve upon, or I just don't care, or it's just, I got to keep moving, so I can't polish things the way I'd like, and I wish I could put a more, you know, more finely polished product into the world, that being this podcast, but it's a waste of time. I'll get better as I go. I already do. I already like how I do this compared to how I did it when I started episode 1. There's always things I forget to say. Every single episode, there's a certain amount of rambling. I work on that best I can. You're going to do the same. Just move. I've said that before. Just fucking move. Do something. Get into gear. Get into action. Start building. Start growing. Start fucking up. Start learning. Start repairing. This is where wisdom comes from. Also, empathy. Your suffering will build in you an awareness of what it takes to do whatever you're doing, because people are going to come to you. That's the whole point of listening to me, is how can people come to you? And they're gonna need you to respond in a way that shows you understand. You earn that. You earn that ability. You earn that empathy. You're going to screw up. Do it anyway. That's a pretty good note to end this episode on. See you in the next one, guys.